This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Icebreakers that help establish authority without sounding arrogant. How a single opening question can set the tone for everything that follows. In short, authority in a room is not declared, it is sensed. The icebreaker you choose at the start of a meeting, a new role, or an unfamiliar group sends a signal before you've said anything of substance. A well-chosen opening question earns trust by showing confidence and curiosity together. A self-promoting opener signals insecurity, even when the credentials behind it are real. The cost of getting this wrong is not just an awkward moment. It is a credibility gap that follows you for weeks. Definition authority icebreakers are opening questions or statements designed to establish credibility and earn the respect of a group from the first moment of interaction. They work by signaling competence through curiosity and inclusion rather than self-promotion, creating trust without triggering defensiveness. What to watch for before you read these scenarios? I want you to read these examples as a practitioner, not a spectator. As you move through each scenario, ask yourself one question. What did the first words reveal about how this person saw themselves in relation to the room? That is the real test of any icebreaker used to establish authority. It is not about the words themselves. It is about the posture behind the words, the silent message carried in the choice of question, the direction of attention, and the tone. Once you can see that, you will spot it everywhere. Example 1. The new director who earned the room in 90 seconds. A new director arrived at her first all-hands meeting with a team of 14 people who had been through 3 leadership changes in 4 years. The room was polite, quiet, and entirely closed. She had every reason to open by listing her background. She did not. She said this, "Before I say anything about myself, I want to ask you something. What is the one thing about how this team works that you would protect at all costs? What should I know not to break?" The silence lasted about 4 seconds. Then a senior engineer spoke, then 2 others. Within 10 minutes, she had a map of the team's values, their frustrations, and the informal structures that actually kept the work moving. She had said almost nothing about herself. What this reveals, her icebreaker signaled that she arrived with strength, not fear. She did not need to establish authority by reciting her credentials. She demonstrated it by asking a question that only a confident, prepared person would think to ask. If you want to explore how this kind of opening fits into a broader communication system for leaders, the Strong Method framework gives you a structured way to apply it across every conversation. Here is the truth of it. The best authority icebreakers hand the room a gift. They say, your experience matters here, and the room pays that back with trust. Example 2. The expert who lost the room before the meeting started. A senior consultant was brought in to lead a strategy session with a cross-functional team. He had 15 years in the industry and knew the subject deeply. His opening was this. I have done this work with 30 organizations over 15 years, so I want to share what I have seen work and what hasn't, and then we can discuss. The group never fully opened up. People answered questions carefully. Nobody pushed back. Nobody offered their messiest, most honest observations. By the end of the session, the consultant had a room full of polished, safe responses that told him almost nothing useful. What happened is icebreaker established his credentials and closed the room. The unspoken message was, I am the expert, you are the audience. The team responded accordingly. They became an audience. When people feel evaluated rather than included, they self-censor. He got compliance, not connection. Contrast this with what is described in How Leaders Can Develop Their Leadership Voice. Genuine authority sounds nothing like a list of achievements. It sounds like someone who does not need to prove anything. The cost of this particular failure was real. The recommendations that came out of that session were built on incomplete information. The consultant got exactly what his icebreaker invited. Example 3. A team meeting rescued by a single question. A project manager was running a Monday morning check-in with a team that had been grinding through a difficult quarter. Morale was low. People arrived distracted and flat. She had used the same opening format for months. Let's go around and share updates. 1 week, she changed one thing. She opened with, before we get into the work, I want to ask what has gone unexpectedly well this past week, even something small. The energy in the room shifted within minutes. People laughed at a couple of the answers. The updates that followed were sharper, more honest, and more energized. Nothing about the workload had changed. The icebreaker had. What this revealed, the right opening question, does not just warm a room. It actively recalibrates how people think before they speak. This project manager earned a quiet kind of authority that morning. Not because she was senior, but because she demonstrated that she understood what the team needed. Effective icebreakers for team meetings go deeper on this, and they are worth your time if you run regular group sessions. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Example 4. When humor replaced substance, and nobody noticed until later. A team lead opened a cross-departmental planning session with what he thought was a warm, disarming icebreaker. Right, before we start, let's settle the important question, tea or coffee. This will determine whether I trust you. It got a laugh. The room relaxed, but it also set a register for the session that made it harder to get to serious ground quickly. When the first difficult question came up 40 minutes later, the same lightness that had opened the room became a defense mechanism. Jokes surfaced where direct answers were needed. The meeting overran by an hour. The team lead was well-liked. That was never the issue. The issue was that his icebreaker signaled this is a relaxed space when what the session actually needed was this is a focused, safe space. The role of communication in meeting success is shaped in large part by that very first signal. Humor has a place in icebreakers. I have used it myself more times than I can count. But if authority and focus are what the room needs, humor is a distraction dressed as warmth. How humor can ease workplace tension is a genuine skill, and it is worth understanding the difference between tension relief and credibility building. Example 5. The new hire who spoke first and paid for it. In a team of 6, a new hire had arrived from a company with a strong reputation in the field. On her second day, she attended a working session. When the facilitator asked the group for an icebreaker question to open with, she jumped in. How about what is the biggest mistake you have seen a team make, and what would you do differently? The room paused. It was not an unreasonable question in the abstract, but she was 2 days in. She had no standing yet. The question, which might have worked brilliantly from someone with established trust in the room, landed as presumptuous. A few people answered briefly. The rest let the silence settle. What this reveals, the script of an icebreaker, is only part of the equation. The relationship between the speaker and the room determines whether authority reads as confidence or arrogance. The same question earns respect at the right moment and costs it at the wrong one. This is why running inclusive meetings with diverse teams stresses the importance of reading the room before you direct it. She was not wrong to want to contribute. She was early, and in a room early and wrong land the same way. The patterns that repeat across all 5. 3 things show up consistently when I look at these scenarios together. First, the most effective authority icebreakers point outward. They ask about the room's experience, the team's knowledge, the shared challenge. The weakest ones point inward, toward the speaker's credentials or comfort. This is a direction of attention problem, and it is always visible to the people in the room. Second, the mismatch between tone and purpose is always expensive. When a meeting needs focus, an icebreaker that creates levity undermines the work before it begins. When a room needs psychological safety, an icebreaker that signals evaluation shuts it down. The best practitioners read what the room needs and choose the opening accordingly. If you want a practical guide to understanding dominant dynamics before you choose your opening, how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion is directly relevant. Third, timing and standing matter as much as the words themselves. A question that earns authority in month 6 can damage it on day 2. The question does not arrive alone. It arrives with your history in the room. What you can take into your next meeting. Read the room before you prepare your opening. Ask yourself, what does this group need to feel before they can do their best work here? Safe, respected, energized, focused. Your icebreaker should create that condition, not just fill the opening silence. Then ask yourself one more question. Is my opening designed to earn trust or to announce my position? If you can hear even a trace of the second in your planned words, strip it out. Replace it with a question that gives the room something, rather than asking the room to receive something from you. This is where effective communication in meetings either accelerates or stalls. Authority icebreakers, used well, are one of the most direct tools you have for earning credibility fast. They take practice, and they require honest self-assessment. But they are learnable, and the return on that learning is real. The most authoritative people I have known never announced themselves. They asked a question that made you feel seen, and you were theirs from that moment on. Frequently asked questions. What are authority icebreakers? Authority icebreakers are opening questions or statements that help you establish credibility and earn respect from a group without sounding boastful. They work by signalling competence through curiosity and inclusion rather than self-promotion, and they set a tone of confidence and trust from the first moment. How do you use authority icebreakers without sounding arrogant? Keep the focus on the other person or the shared challenge rather than on your own experience. Ask questions that show you understand the terrain without announcing your credentials. Competence that speaks quietly earns far more respect than competence that announces itself loudly. Why do authority icebreakers fail in team meetings? They fail when the speaker uses them to perform status rather than build connection. A question framed around your own achievement signals insecurity. A question that invites the group to contribute signals strength. The room knows the difference within the first 30 seconds. Can icebreakers really establish your credibility as a leader? Yes, because leadership is perceived before it is demonstrated. The first question you ask tells the room how you see yourself relative to them. An authority icebreaker that shows genuine curiosity and respect positions you as someone worth following before you said anything else. What is the difference between an authority icebreaker and a boastful opening? An authority icebreaker earns credibility by investing in the group. A boastful opening spends credibility by investing in yourself. The first builds connection. The second creates distance. Most people in a room can feel the difference instantly, even if they cannot name it. How should a new leader use icebreakers to build trust with an existing team? A new leader should use icebreakers that acknowledge the team's existing knowledge and experience. Ask what they are proud of. Ask what has frustrated them. Show that you arrive to learn as well as to lead. This builds genuine respect far faster than listing your accomplishments. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.